You're listening to the Publix Radio. I'm Luis Hernandez, and this is Artscape. Imagine if you could be the greatest in the world at anything, but it comes at a cost. You'd have to sell your soul to the devil. That's the story of the show ¿Qué Diablos, Fausto?, a bilingual adaptation of Christopher Marlowe's play Dr. Faustus. The show is part of the 10th anniversary production for Teatro en el Verano. That's a collaboration between Rhode Island Latino Arts and Trinity Repertory Company. Joining us now to discuss the show, Jesus Valles, the playwright. Jesus, it's such a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It's really lovely to meet you and get to chat with you.
All right. Also joining us, Marta Martinez, community program administrator, activist, and historian. Marta, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, same here. It's nice to see you.
You know, Jesus, I'm really fascinated by this show, but I wanted to know why this one for the 10th anniversary?
Well, mostly because it's public domain. When I was considering what material I wanted to adapt, I kept thinking about the fact that the structure and story of Faust is probably one of our most commonly referenced stories. Like, it's The Little Mermaid, it's The Devil Wears Prada, it's all of these stories, right? And the conceit is almost always the same, which is, as you said in your introduction, the desire to be the best at something or to have the things that we cannot have so often drives us to make deals that might seem innocuous and often end up costing us more than we've bargained for.
One of the things I really enjoy when you have something in the public domain is the fact that now you do have a lot of artists who can go in and they can have some fun with it. And so I wondered, you know, your thoughts adapting the show, like, you know, one or two of the themes or something that you wanted to do. What was going through your mind?
I think I was thinking a lot about labor when I was starting to adapt the show. I was thinking about labor. I was thinking about healthcare. And I kept thinking a lot about the state of the country and who owns how much of the wealth. I've always grown up knowing that certain kinds of labor cost certain kinds of people their bodies and always in the service of making other people wealthy. So I think the seed of the story really begins with a kind of, for me, a class resentment, I guess. And also, I was thinking a lot as I started approaching the adaptation about El Teatro Campesino and how their approach to theater and to organizing and helping to gather farm workers in California really began with these 10-minute plays that would happen outdoors in the backs, in the flatbeds of trucks, and how much of the ethic of that particular playmaking process was to say, we are dealing with very serious issues. And the people who are oppressing us are far more powerful and wealthier than we are. And also, we have ingenuity, we have the flatbed of a truck, we have this message, we have humor. How do we use all of these elements to create power for ourselves, to galvanize ourselves?
Marta, thinking about the fact, it's almost a decade, right?
Yes, it's exactly a decade. This Saturday when we open will be 10 years.
Think about that, you know, 10 years ago, like what was the vision? What were the goals? And tell me what you think this last decade has been like.
The audience that I serve, they really, the arts is such an important part of our lives, the cultural arts in my case. When I interview Latinos as part of my work, the first things, three things that they list, among others, is their cultural celebrations. That's part of why I started the organization, to communicate, to share a story, to maybe just entertain. And the idea that the Latinos here had no, especially the more contemporary, as the community was growing, they didn't have bilingual theater. I specifically did not want an all Spanish language theater because I wanted to make sure that it was all inclusive of every generation. And my audience were the Latinos. And the only place they had that was calling to them was Trinity Rep. And people just didn't know what it was. Where is that? And they just didn't feel comfortable when they, not only when you walk into the reception area, it was just very foreign. But then once you watch the play on stage, they didn't identify with the actors, the storyline.
Have you heard from Latin artists, and maybe you have just a quick story, you know, who've told you how, you know, Rhode Island Latino arts, how, and especially how Teatro en el Verano have helped them?
I think, yes, I hear that all the time. And I think even Jesus has kind of alluded to that. And it's just so, not so much it's helped their careers, it's just helped their soul. They say, it's been such a long time that I've been in a room where there's other people like myself who can speak two languages, go in and out, and dance and sing and exchange Latino recipes. And it's really that it's saved them in that way. It's really uplifted them.
I want to ask about, you know, a really serious issue here, something that we're dealing with in today's times. And it's, of course, the story of immigration in this country. And, you know, especially right now, the ICE raids that we see. And it's caused a lot of anger, a lot of rage, a lot of fear within the Latino community. But I'm wondering how this impacts art, Latin artists, but also, you know, the kinds, not just the kinds of shows you might do or talk about, the issues you might talk about, but also just the artists in general, like, you know, the people who come to watch, you know, the fear that they may have. Jesus, your take on that.
I have two brothers who were deported, one in 2008 and one in 2009. So for me, I think the issue of immigration has always been part of the landscape of theater making for me. It's always been a thing that I think about, because no matter what administration is in place, the need for an immigration machine that categorizes some people as undocumented has been made essential to the workings of this country, and it's been very unfair and very broken and I think painful ways. My hope is this. We have spent the last few months of this year, yes, watching community members be kidnapped and watching communities and families be torn apart by ICE. And also, we have seen a tremendous amount of videos of folks recording or shouting or explaining their rights to other folks or blocking vans or blocking entrances or escorting each other into and out of court. So I hope that we are also keeping watch of how much power we as people have, how much power and how much ability to activate each other to protect one another we have. And I would hope that an event like this play can gather people in a way that sort of makes us look at each other and say, hey, I got you.
We just heard from Marta Martinez, community program administrator, activist, and historian. Also, Jesus Valles, playwright. And the new show is ¿Qué Diablos Fausto?, a bilingual adaptation of Christopher Marlowe's play, Dr. Faustus. Again, part of the 10th anniversary production for Teatro en el Verano. The opening performance is on Saturday, July 5th at Galleria del Pueblo in Central Falls. And there's a performance next Thursday, the 10th, at Dexter Park in Providence at 6 p.m. Marta, Jesus, it's been such a pleasure. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It was great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you so much for this conversation.
You can find more episodes of Artscape at thepublicsradio.org/artscape. And our colleagues at Art Inc. have a feature story on Teatro en el Verano. You can find it now at ripbs.org. For the Publix Radio, I'm Luis Hernandez.